Welcome to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. Get your running, triathlon, swimming, or cycling questions answered by one of the best coaches in the world today.
Another edition of the Ask Coach Perry podcast. I'm Brad Brown, Lindsay Perry with us. Lindsay, there were so many people inspired by Comrades 2015. If I just look at the numbers of our websites and the number of beginners training programs that were downloaded literally in the first few days after Comrades, it's incredible how the race has just captured people's minds once again. And I think Caroline Wassman had a lot to do with that. Got a question in from Michelle. Michelle saying she's never run Comrades before, but she is in for 2016. She belongs to Hillcrest Villages Athletics Club and was wondering if you could give us some advice on when she should start her training. She's run 4 half marathons already and her average time is around 2:10. Any advice would be much appreciated. So this is someone who's got a slight base. I mean, she's running up to half, which is pretty good. And she wants to have a bit of an onslaught onto Comrades 2016. How should she go about that?
Look, she's in a very fortunate position, actually. A lot of people decide they want to run Comrades after doing no running. She's also can run along the Comrades route on many of her training runs, so she's going to know exactly what to expect on race day. But from now, for the rest of the year, she should aim for a marathon at the end of the year. So building up from having run 4 half marathons already, building up to a marathon is actually not that difficult. But you do still want to take a sensible, slow build-up. And I will direct her to the Comrades programs that will go up on the 1st of July, because most of those will include running a marathon towards the end of this year. And that'll get her qualified out of the way. It'll give her a lot more confidence. And it means that next year she can really just focus on the business of preparing her body for an 89K down run. And if they haven't finished the roadworks, we may sneak into the 90s next year. But yeah, she can focus on preparation rather than needing to race a marathon for a qualifier next year.
Awesome stuff, Michelle. I hope that helps. Please stay in touch. If there's anything that we can do to help, all you need to do is pop us a mail. We're just an email away. So if you have a question you'd like us to answer, all you have to do is get over to AskCoachPerry.com.
Thank you for listening to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. To get Lindsay to answer your question, go to AskCoachPerry.com or email myquestion@AskCoachPerry.com.